Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We started a new chapter, the chapter on encouraging a ruler, a judge, and others in authority to appoint righteous ministers, and a warning to them against evil companions and accepting their advice. We did this chapter, and now we got another chapter that starts, but the meaning is related to the meaning of this chapter. So the chapter that we're starting today, Babun Nahi An توليت الإمارة والقضاء وغيرهما من الولايات لمن سألها وحرص عليها فعرض بها. The chapter on the prohibition against appointing leaders, judges, and granting positions of authority to those who ask for it or desire it by offering themselves. So the previous chapter is telling us that a person shouldn't encourage a ruler or judge in authority to appoint right, a person who ever is there in charge, the people who are in charge, are encouraged to appoint righteous ministers, righteous judges, etc., and warning them against the companions, evil companions that they keep. Today's one is that people themselves, whoever they are, those that are desirous of authority, etc., they should be careful that they should. Firstly, you got people that are desirous of authority, then you got the public. The public should be careful that these people that are desirous of authority, don't appoint them. We should appoint people that don't desire authority, because that already is a weakness in a person, that he is desirous that I must be appointed. Here we explained this before, where there are other people that are quite capable of doing the job, yet a person is desirous that I must be appointed. Look at this chapter and look at what we have today. Today we have a system of elections where a person puts himself as a candidate, and then he gets people to try and vote for him. He tries and win the support that I should be the one voted for. I should be the one that should be in parliament, etc., etc. So here we find that Islam doesn't encourage this. Islam is teaching us the complete opposite. The prohibition against appointing leaders who desire to be leaders. This is what Islam is teaching us. Prohibition against appointing leaders, judges, and granting positions of authority to those who ask for it or desire it by offering themselves. If a person is deserving of a certain position, and then the other people in the public, etc., general, they start canvassing that this person is a deserving person, he deserves to be in a certain position of authority, then there is no harm. But here, what this chapter is speaking about is where a person himself is desirous, where a person himself is asking that I need this position, I want this position, I feel I am fit for the position. Now this is what Islam doesn't encourage. So today's hadith, this is one hadith in this chapter. And Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu qal, dakhaltu ala al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ana wa rajulani min bani ammi. Faqala ahaduhuma ya Rasulallah, amarna ala ba'di ma wallaka Allah, wa qala al-akharu mithla dhalika. فقال إنا والله لا نولي هذا العمل أحدا سأله أو أحدا حرص عليه متفق عليه. حضرت أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه narrates that I visited Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم with two of my cousins. So حضرت أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه is going to visit Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and accompanying him is his two cousins. So he said, I visited Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم with my two cousins. One of my cousins said, Oh Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, appoint us as governors over places which Allah Ta'ala has granted you authority. Now these are things that Allah Ta'ala made it such that Sahaba would say these things. They sometimes would say those things that we would normally think to be inappropriate, not correct, but they were made to say it so that we could learn from them. So one of the cousins of Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, one of the cousins of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu says that he's narrating, he said, one of my cousins told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, appoint us as governors over the lands that Allah Ta'ala has granted you authority over. And the other cousin also made a similar request. Now both the cousins of mine made the request to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wallahi inna wallahi la nuwalli hadha al-amal ahadan sa'alahu. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, inna wallahi la nuwalli hadha al-amal ahadan sa'alahu. By Allah, we will not appoint any person to such a post if he asks for it or desires it. When a person desires for that post, he wishes for it, we will not give him that post. So therefore, we should also be careful that this desire shouldn't be there. As we explained before in the hadith before, when a person doesn't desire something, and now it is put upon him, it is given to him from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the person will be helped with the help of Allah ta'ala. And when a person himself asks for a certain position, and he's given that position, now he will have to fend for himself, he will have to answer for himself, he won't get an unseen help of Allah ta'ala. Why? Because he asked for the position. Here again, where there are other people suitable to do it, and still the person is asking for it. So therefore we should always be such that our desire is that we be one of the people. Ana min al muslimin. I'm just one of the people. I don't desire for position, I don't desire for authority. And there's a lot of hifazat and safety for us in that. Because if that position is given to us, and we don't fulfill the right of that position, we'll have one more thing to answer for on the day of Qiyamah. And a lot of time it happens that these positions of authority, positions of trust, etc., got to involve many, many people's monies. Sometimes it's got to involve, it involves the rights of many, many people. Firstly, we can't even account properly for our own sins, the sins that we are committing with regards to the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How are we going to answer on the day of Qiyamah when it comes to the rights of people, when it comes to amanat, when it comes to position? So the safer thing for us to do, like this chapter is discussing, like the hadith is also discussing, if we don't wish for positions of authority, may Allah ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.